Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I'm your host, Miss Kev on Stage, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
And I feel like we haven't been here in a while, but we were just here last week.
It felt different because the sex positive lady was here.
Oh, is that sex maybe that's what families. It is? Yeah. You guys really enjoyed that episode. One of my favorite comments is, "This is my favorite episode thus far." And we continue to get that comment.
Gotta have the growth.
It shows growth. It shows that we're putting out really good material. So I'm really excited about that. We only got one comment, I think, that says we're over talking the guests.
I get that from every podcast.
Really?
Aska, this.
I thought we did really well.
It is my nature to talk over people. You're asking me to not be who I am.
These are facts. I actually thought it went really well. I didn't have any like retroactive regret.
Yeah.
To like over talking her. I think the conversation probably could have stood to be a little longer, but we just didn't have like the space.
You know,
for
I realized about it. That is a skill.
Tell me, like interviewing,
knowing when to jump in and take out. Like, I feel like we, like Joe Rogan does a good job of that.
Yes,
Oprah does a good job of that. But I feel like that's an experienced thing that 100%. You need to know how to manage the conversation, when to say what. And for me, since I'm used to talking so much in my videos, it's my nature to be like, I have not said words in a while. Mm-hmm. I must say, you know what I mean? Or what people don't understand is, since we're not professionals in that journalism part, we just be excited.
Sometimes
I forget we're actually like performing a show or creating a show for listeners.
Sure.
And I just be, it's more conversational.
Sure.
And a conversation I don't think would be as bad, but the listening public wants to hear. And we did take her advice. We had a mini sex talk with our kids, not a full sex talk, but my kids are
started
middle school. This
school
morning.
Started today. Joey started middle school today. Sixth and eighth grade.
So funny thing, we'll talk about the Polly and Ratchet because the boy's daughter started high school. When we dropped Zay Zay off, it was sad because the kids were big. But JoJo is a small kid.
Yes, he is.
And it was, he turned the corner and it was just like,
all
he's
the
out of
kids
there.
Are so big. They're kids with beards and mustaches.
Literally,
and
there was a kid
cursing,
taller than me.
And
smoking cigs, doing the
and
drugs,
he's
riding motorcycles.
Like a short kid. And then to see him amongst giants, it feels like. And then it's not like, oh, my baby is going to his class, he's safe, he's secure, he's with the teacher, that's it, I'll come pick you up, you'll be right here. He has to switch classes, he has to intermingle with these kids, he has to go to lunch, and I'm just like,
so anyway, we were talking about masturbation and sex, and when I tell you, Josiah was like, please do not talk to
me
about it.
He's so uncomfortable.
He is.
Isaiah is too. But if you so what's funny is that on the way home, I had a conversation with Isaiah, like, are you excited about school? Do you have a girlfriend? Like, what are your thoughts with girls? Like, do you like anybody? Who was pretty? Who did you like last year? And he opened up a little bit, but he's very, like, just shy and kind
guarded
of hesitant. And so with you there, I felt he was a little bit more open. So I purposely, like, you know, was a little bit more reserved. I was irritated because I wanted to have that conversation with you first before we had the conversation with you, but with them. But I was happy that they were able to, like, open up. But I thought Joe was so uncomfortable that he had, like, breakdown meltdown.
Yeah.
At the end, in addition to being overwhelmed to, like, starting sixth grade.
I was like, tell me one thing you know about sex. He was like, I know nothing. I was like, then I need to tell you something. He was like, okay, I know everything. And I was like, tell me one thing you know. He was like, guys can't get pregnant. That was literally all he had. He literally put a blanket on and walked to his room.
He was so embarrassed.
I know. But I'm trying to tell him, like the lady said, you know, nothing to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
We just talk about
just
peens and vaginas.
Yeah.
Actually, peens and vulvas, but doesn't really rhyme.
It is peens and vulvas. Please use the correct.
Peens and vulvas is not going to go on a bumper sticker.
I actually, anytime I was somewhere recently and the lady said labia, and I was like, good for you. Anytime people use like the correct terminology, I'm like 100% here for it. I think that is like so important. And what's interesting is if you're not in my book club, you absolutely should join my book club. And one of the reasons why, number one, we did a bomb makeup review this morning. My whole face, I used the Jackie Aina panel on my eyes. I used the Skin Fetish by Pat McGrath, two African-American women killing it in the makeup game. And but in addition, right after that episode, the day the episode aired, someone did a post about using menstrual cups. And
I'm like, I've heard a lot about menstrual cups over the last couple of months.
Probably
ooh, girl, my cup up in the cupping it up. Just cupping up the cup. Fluid, where are you going? In enough. The cup. Cupity cup cups.
Are you done? Is you done? but one of the things that I thought was like just really I don't know, just like made me all warm and fuzzy, was to have a platform where that's a conversation, to have a platform, and that's a dialogue where people are giving information and asking questions and they don't feel judged, because I mean that's a very like private issue.
Yeah.
And in reality it can be like, when I was like super excited about it, and I'm the type of person that I'm literally the person that's like, try this because it's gross, I'm also like, oh my god, I love this experience, let me tell everybody about it. And so I told like all of my friends, and they're just like, that's kind of gross.
And so you gotta take like, that shame out of your vulva.
You do, but I mean,
it's just a human body. The same way your eyes crust up when you sleep, it's a natural body function.
Yes.
I imagine how different we would think about it if we were taught about it like that. Like, earlier. Hey man, sometimes when you wake up, you'll have this like crust in your eye, because sometimes your eyes, I don't know what that is or why that does that.
It's the sleep demons.
I don't know. Eye boogers, I don't know what that is, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, imagine like, oh yeah man, this is what you gotta do, and boom, boom, bop, bop. And then boom, bop, potato hop, and you're good.
And you're good. I think that was one of the most important things that Melissa was talking about. Her name's Melissa from Sex Positive Families, is the importance of like explaining that stuff even to your boys, so they have a better understanding. They have empathy, and it's not something that's like gross or shameful. It's just a woman's body, and these are like the functions of her body. Right. I thought that was really important. And I don't know how we all started talking about all that. But anyways, if you haven't listened to that episode, you absolutely should. We want to get to the that or this, this or that question. I said both. Hello, your marital transparency. Oh, and people were, I say this wrong all the time, so thank you for all y'all who call yourself dragging me in the comments, talking about the word is menstruation. And I say ministration.
I heard you, but I just let you live.
Kev.
I didn't want to correct a woman on menstruation.
Listen, like, to be honest, I know how to say it correctly. I just refuse to say it correctly. So I'm going to do better about that, because I do know better. I just don't be doing better. Okay. Hello. Your marital transparency is beautiful. Is a beautiful gift. Thank you. Okay. Back on subject. If this has been... No, it hasn't. Would you rather dry, cracked lips or bad breath?
Whew.
What you eat or drink will not remedy your dry lips or breath. Kissing your spouse will not transfer their lip gloss onto your dry lips. Licking your lips will only provide relief for 0.3 seconds. 0.03 seconds.
Child, just the thought of it.
Covering your mouth when you speak will not keep the stank breath contained. We will still smell it.
It goes through hands?
More grace on your journey. That was a nice way to end an email. More grace on your journey.
That's an interesting that or this. An appropriate length. Yes. I feel like they've been getting a little long.
No, really? I always love when people like make it plain. Okay, so dry and cracked. I think I want dry and cracked.
I'm going dry and cracked. People with bad breath have way more of a reputation than people with cracked lips.
Except I can think of a particular actor, and I will not say his name.
Or her name.
Because I don't know where I'm going in life, and I don't want to make nobody mad.
Hey, nice to meet you. You called me cracked lips on your little podcast, didn't you?
Man, listen.
I was going to invite you to the Grammys or the Oscars. Don't turn my mic down. Leave it up so it hurts.
You just never know. But anyway, we watched a show.
Tell me who it is, because I don't know who it is.
You do. We watched a show, a series. That's all I can say. And his or her lips were cracked.
Black?
Yes. The entire series.
Is it a recent series we watched?
Maybe last year. I don't remember when it came out. Maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And this person's lips were cracked the entire series, and I was like,
and it didn't make sense for the character, so we was just like, fam, y'all didn't look out for my boy like that.
Y'all didn't give him him or her.
Yeah, no last looks for the. I mean, this is blatantly obvious. Man, look, he been kissing hot semen.
His or her. It was terrible, and so it looked awful on camera.
Yeah.
And so I just don't want that.
Bad breath. People talk about bad breath, people.
Yeah.
Body odor, whether breath, pits, or peen or poon, people talk about that way more
than
lips.
That's true.
There's this dude at our old job, man. He smelled like pig pen. Oh my gosh. This dude had the nerve to have
says
cut up.
All the all deaf people
we
all at the same time.
We had to go to unison. HR.
Go to HR on somebody's body odor?
So it was open floor plan.
It wasn't cultural.
And the dude was like four rows away from our teams, because the comedy team was here and the music team was further than us. Mm-hmm. And we was all like, bro, I mean, come on. Mm. He's like, I don't really like to use soap or deodorant. We don't like to smell balls.
Well, was it cultural? Sometimes
no, it was white. It was just like a choice. And he had money. He had good money. One of the highest paid people there. He was out here just rocking.
So what
the
does HR do with that, though?
They told him.
Really?
Yeah, and he was just like, no, I'm just not going to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe there was a reason. Maybe a sensitive skin.
No, man.
I don't know. I'm trying to give the man an excuse. The funny thing, and then we can move on from this, is the other day Josiah got out. He always takes a shower in our bedroom because he's, I don't know why. And he walks out and he walks past me and I'm like, boy, you smell amazing. Come here. And he comes over and I realize he has doused himself in every smell good balm that I have in my bathroom.
I just imagine him opening yourself like, what is this? Honeydew?
I was mad. No, but the thing
like
is,
he was gliding when he was
listen,
come here, me.
I think I bought like, I'm on this like, anyways, I'm on the smell good thing. And so I bought like all of this stuff. I have like four or five different things in the bathroom, like literally right
now.
She
had this big soap that smells amazing. Like, don't use my soap. Like, I don't want to smell
like
bathroom body
works. Body washes. I have an exfoliate. Like, I have all the things. And it's not like Bath and Body Works stuff. This is like Sephora. And if you shop at Sephora, you know nothing at Sephora is cheap.
Yeah,
like
girl.
Nothing at Sephora is cheap. So I bought all this stuff, and he comes out the shower smelling like flower bombs and jasmine.
Lotus flower bomb.
I was so mad. Don't use my stuff, little boy. But then last night before school, he only used a little bit. He didn't smell like it wasn't as strong. Mm. And he was like, yeah, I figured I only needed a little bit, but I wanted to use something since I just came from soccer practice.
Man, the other day he played two soccer games and then just waited and laid on the bed for a couple hours. And I came in the room, the door was closed. I was like, we talked about this. Straight from the game to the shower.
Straight
do not
from
pass
the game
go.
To the shower.
Mustard.
Yes.
But
you know what? You always feel good after you work out.
I do.
You sweat, you stink.
I've been working out. This is my second week in a row. I haven't lost no weight though, but I've never been up in there.
Getting fit. Have you been using Open Fit?
Of course I've been using Open Fit every day. Because it's tailored to me and my body type and my needs and my desires.
It does.
And what I want to work on, which is no legs. Feel how you feel. Cardio, arms, erasing man boobs, smaller stomach. I don't care what my legs look like. I already have big legs. So I choose the workouts that are for me.
And that's what you need. I was just actually talking to the event planner for the conference. And we were talking about how intimidating it is to go to a gym because there's like so many options. You don't know what to use. You don't know what to do. And so being able to work out at home and like tailor your and customize like what you want to do without the embarrassment and like overwhelm of the gym is like the best part. It's like take out the travel time, take out the intimidation, take out the people looking at you, be able to put this on the screen, on your laptop, on your TV, whatever, and be able to do it in the privacy of your home is like,
it's the best.
Yeah, that's where it's at. So OpenFit takes the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. School has started again. We all have very limited time. We are all on a schedule and time crunch to get our kids to school on time and to make it to work on time. So time is of the essence. It is precious. 10 minutes a day is all that you need. That's all that you have sometimes. Sculpt your body in the convenience of your own home. No eyes on you. Don't worry about others watching you work out or feel the pressure to keep up with people at the gym. Open Fit is great on all fitness levels. Open Fit has changed the way we work out. And if you text our code LOVE to 303030, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit when you text the word LOVE. LOVE to 303030. You will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free. Again, just text the word LOVE, that's LOVE, to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. Okay, so what I want to do today is get into our topic. And our topic is, do you believe your spouse has to be your best friend? And part of the reason why is I believe that there are two schools of thought. And then we can go around the room and get... Well, before I answer, let's go around the room. Do you believe your best friend has to be... Or your spouse should be your best friend?
Are you saying that the other person, your other best friend, doesn't matter the sex they could be?
Wait, what?
Like, could my best friend be a man?
Your other best friend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think your spouse has to be your best friend.
You do not believe your spouse has to be your best friend?
I think your spouse should be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
One of your closest friends, top eight in MySpace, should be on top row.
I was like, top eight? I was like, top eight. Listen, you got to have one.
Top row of the top eight.
No, it needs... Well, keep going.
You can't choose what I need for my answer. That's why I shut up
now. Don't try to correct me when I'm correcting myself.
I always tell you be talking over people.
Okay, so... is that it?
Good friend.
Good friend, not your best friend.
I don't think has to be your best friend. Especially as I think about... my point of view is our relationship,
mm-hmm.
and we've been together for a long time. We were met very young. I feel like the older you get, the likelihood of that happening.
The likelihood of what happening?
Of you not having a great friend or best friend is highly unlikely. If you meet somebody, if you're getting married at 35, mm-hmm. 30, you probably have a best friend that isn't your spouse.
Sure.
And that's not just going to decrease because you're getting married.
Okay.
So I think your spouse doesn't have to be your best friend, but I think they have to be your good friend.
Got you. Joshua, we're going around the room.
I agree.
Serena, I'm actually surprised you said that. That was actually like almost verbatim what my answer was going to be, but I was hoping you would say the opposite, so I'm kind of sad that you did it.
You thought I was going to say your spouse has to be your best friend?
Yes.
I'm trying to think about life in the scope of what's likely. Doughboy really said you only be giving advice based on your point of view. You don't be thinking that it could be other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're right. Because that's my purview, mm-hmm. you know. In my case, my spouse is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's not the only way it could work. You know, we also developed a friendship prior to relationship before mm-hmm. we even... And it was a true friendship. It mm-hmm. was like, okay, man, I remember being like, man, this girl, I might not get her, like... This is taking more work than I'm usually accustomed to, and I ain't really be getting all day for this. That one girl made chicken for me and brought it to basketball practice, and listen, don't even look at me.
What?
That one girl brought fried chicken to my basketball practice.
Who?
We weren't together then.
Love. Who was it though?
I'm not gonna air that young lady out for an offense that was 20 years ago.
Okay,
now.
Keep going.
So. It has worked the best for me in this way, but I imagine, like, even Mel and Greg got married later in life.
Greg! Can you come here? Greg's coming. Is my sister your best friend?
Oh, yeah, she is.
You don't want no problems. Listen, you
guys, I wish Greg would say something other than that.
Okay, we're here for the butt.
So your best friend can also, like, if a Marvel comic
movie comes
out. Right.
I'm going to see that. But I'm not like, Belle's going to want to know. She's not going to want to see that.
That's what I realized.
She doesn't care about
that. That Esther Perel podcast really hit me to
okay,
that.
Okay, thank you.
So
hold on. I want to make sure. Thank you, Greg. I want to make sure everybody can hear because he doesn't have a mic. So what Greg was saying is that Greg is my brother-in-law. He's married to my sister, my blood sister.
He's my trainer and he's stronger than me and I don't really like working out with him because it makes me feel bad about myself.
Thank you for that caveat.
He's way stronger too. It's not even like a little bit.
And so what he was saying was that he likes Marvel movies. My sister is not only does she not really into Marvel, she doesn't really like movies at all. And so he was saying when a movie comes out, his first reaction is, oh my gosh, this movie came out. I want to go see this with Mel because he understands she's not interested in that.
Yes.
He may want to go see it with some other friend, a best friend, male friend, whatever, not a female friend, obviously, because my sister's not interested in that. So now continue your point.
So Esther Perel Sosa sent me this podcast about her TED Talk,
mm-hmm,
about how she talks about cheating doesn't have to be the end of your relationship, because mm-hmm, cheating, people cheat for a lot of different reasons. And she was saying that a lot of cheating happens is because people try to force their partner to be everything in life.
That was my first point. Keep going.
And when you try to force someone to do that, if they don't meet that thing, you start to feel like they're not meeting your needs. Because like Greg, for example, he loves movies. He loves action movies. Mel doesn't. Right. She doesn't like the experience. She didn't grow up loving them. The mass shootings didn't help. Mm-hmm. She's just like, bro, it's just like, I remember when we were walking out of a movie, she's just like, you know, I really like the movie experience.
She doesn't like the experience.
She don't be watching them. And she don't like catch them up later in life. Because some people don't like going to movies, but they catch them up later. None of it she likes. So Greg was like, Kev, because we love movies, mm-hmm, our family does, me especially, Zay and Joe, and we love action films. So Greg was like, because we always go together, Greg was like, Kev, I'm going to movies with y'all.
Right.
So we be going, and sometimes we go without you because mm-hmm, you like movies, but you don't dislike them, but you don't like them as much as
sure,
me and the boys do. So me, Greg, and Zay and Joe will go see movies. King Kong's, you know, we watch especially violent movies. And we hang out. And I think having that ability to have a certain friend for something is good.
So what I find, I think that this is like a full on like new revelations, because what I believe one school of thought is your best friend should be your spouse. And then there's another school of thought or opposing school of thought that is says that when you look for your spouse for everything, you become very dependent on them. And that creates or could potentially create a lot of dependency.
Yep.
It could create a lot of pressure,
right,
in a relationship. And also without the absence from one another, you could diminish eroticism and desire because you're spending so much time together.
I was thinking about that with me and you.
Okay, tell us more.
I was thinking about that this morning.
Tell me.
I'm scared now. I'm gonna share it. It's the love hour. Please help me.
You know, just tread lightly and speak
one
nicely.
One of the things that has been interesting about our relationship with the switch from full-time work, both of us full-time work, to me doing stand-up comedy on the weekends, to us having joined businesses, mm-hmm, or, you know, working on the same thing, is we see each other a lot. So yesterday, I shot with Doughboy bonus episode for Righteous and Ratchet, which you can join www.righteousandratchet.com.
Here for the plug.
You join the right pack. We were shooting, you know, podcast topic, and then you were getting your hair done, so, and the boys needed school clothes. School clothes, mm-hmm, and I needed to go to the mall and get some props and stuff. And I grabbed lunch, and everything took long. El Pollo Loco long was line.
Everything was long.
I went to my kid's school. They no longer have the shirts. The power's out. And I was just like, boy, we don't. I wish I had more money. I was like, where is everything dark? Oh, yeah, but the power's out. Because we have been calling the school. They're not picking up the phone.
I've been calling school all morning to try to figure out if they were still selling shirts so I can have Kevin go, because I don't want him to waste his time. Nobody picks up.
Yeah, because the kids get in trouble. Like, uniform, I just want to say this, okay, because I'm frustrated. If you make the kid wear a uniform, just make it a white shirt, blue shirt, gray shirt. Why does it have to have the school's logo?
I agree with that.
And if you're going to do that, then sell it at the school. So the place to sell the shirts is way out of the way, which is much closer to where I am now.
Right.
So had they answered the phone, I could have just went there instead of going all the way down to the school just to find out I got to go all the way there. And of course, all the parents are like us. There's no parking. Nobody was in line. There's one dude. It's hot in there. The line's long. We don't. It just took super long. And then I went to the mall. That took super long. People at Macy's, all the open registers, are like, oh, we're not open. You must have, the dude talk to me like that. We're not open at the moment. You must go to this person. So then I went to the grocery store because I had forgotten to get this bread and I was gonna make a video. So when I came home, Melissa was leaving and she was like, oh, so you was just gone all day. Oh, you just gonna be, and then so she would.
First of all, party. Don't ever make my voice like Shanae. No, it's definitely Shanae.
That's how you sound in my head. It's like a little filter. That. No, I like it like that.
I don't think
so.
It.
Then I realized I hadn't spent 5 hours away from her a lot since I quit, and now I have to go to New York tonight and tomorrow. Shows in New York, and she's not going. Till North Thursday. Carolina. So it's a first time in a while we haven't been apart or we haven't been together. Mm-hmm. And sometimes time alone allows you to miss the other person.
Oh, that's so true.
And sometimes that time is needed.
100%.
I think work, when we both worked, is like, ah, I haven't seen you all day. Oh, give me a hug, give me a kiss. How was your day? Now it's you be there every day. So
and
you,
sucking up each other's, like, I'm just here space can get irritating.
I'm just here.
We're just here.
What do you, I don't know.
We don't have any business. We're not like, I don't have anything to do. You don't have anything to do. So we're just here together in the same space, not doing anything, just here.
Oh, got it.
Like literally no business. We're just here together. Got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm just looking at you. You just looking at me. And that's just like, go get kidnapped. And then come back and tell me about your adventures because everything else we've done together. So I know nothing. Like there's nothing else you can tell me. And so that I think is what creates again conversation. It creates that desire, creates that eroticism. It creates that opportunity to be missed.
Yes.
And, go ahead.
I think so. The end of the soccer thing is Melissa's like, all right, we're finna go. I'm going to run the boys somewhere and then we're going to go to soccer practice. And I was like, okay, bye. And then I went in the house and she was later like, oh, so you just going to go in the house? Because I was like, I got the house all to myself. I'm finna make me a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
But low-key, I understand that.
Yes, thank you.
I do understand that because
oh, when, no, I want to tell you what I did. Ahead. I made the best sandwich
yes,
ever.
Yes, he did.
I'm talking about, I went to the grill. I got it. I don't even like tomatoes. First of all, somehow it worked. I got lettuce. I cut it. It was crispy. I was watching Seinfeld. I was wiggling my toesies. I was like, I'm all alone. I like it. I can turn the AC down as cold as I want. I stand in front of it. I was like, 68 degrees. Then Doughboy sent a picture of the Popeye sandwich. I was like, we're finna go eat that. And then we did. We came up here to the office, ate it, and came home, and you still weren't home. So I was like, more Seinfeld than you came in the house. Like, what you in here doing? Watching TV? And I was like, my time is over now.
But fun. I do think we need that time. And what's funny is that
you do that too. You just get your hair done, your nail done, and you be taking long.
That doesn't count. What counts for me, it doesn't count because it's a task. You be stressed. You be irritated because I'm still in here. I came at 10. You were an hour late. I don't want to be here. Hurry up and do my hair so I can get out. But in reality, I have been looking forward to tomorrow.
When I'm gone?
You will be gone. The boys will be in school and I will get up and I will just be like, it's just me. It's just me. I can do whatever I want. I don't have any appointments. My appointment isn't until Thursday when I'm going to the doctor.
You feel me doing wiggling your toesies?
Wiggling my, doing the exact opposite of what you did. Turn the heat up. I recently started watching Grey.
It's summertime.
78.
It's already hot outside.
78 degrees. Turn on Grey's Anatomy. I just got hip to game. I'm going to use your leftover sandwich. Make me a little sandwich.
Don't be hitting my bread.
Yes, I am.
That's I'm my brown bread from Cheesecake Factory.
I feel
there's
like,
plenty of bread around. Yes.
Yes, he bought that.
Josh,
I saw the
you got to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with it.
Wow. Did you toast the bread?
Nah.
Nah.
You don't. It was perfect.
Okay.
You have to. You can have some of my bread.
I already am.
Since you're my good friend.
I already got stuff going down. I think it is important to have a baseline friendship in marriage, because we talked about the activities that you have to do in marriage, the side to side, the face to face, the belly to belly.
Back to butt. And
one of the things that's important for men is having the opportunity to do that side to side activities together. Yeah. And so without that like foundational friendship, it's hard to even like really have a relationship. Because it's easy to get caught up in roles. We've talked about this before, in a relationship of mom and dad and, you know, employee and all of those things. And you forget about like that there's an underlying like relationship that has to exist separated from all of those other things. And so then when your kids get out, move out, you're looking at you, I don't even really like you. Like, I thought I loved you, but low key, I'm questioning that too. So it is important to have that, but I don't need you to fulfill my every need.
So you can't wait till I leave tonight?
I'm very excited.
You only got one day all by yourself.
That's all I need. And sometimes it's all you need, because at the end of it, you be like, I do miss my kids. I do miss my husband. Oh, but you do need that moment of just like.
That's my Thanos moment. You done all this and look where you find yourself. Coming right back to me.
I can't.
Remember when Thanos said that, Josh? It's led you right back to me. You better be happy to see me on Saturday, on Friday.
I will be.
I know that.
Anyways, I wanted to talk about, or moving on, is that how important it is so that you don't lose your friendship in a relationship that you pencil in your budget and in your calendar fun.
Together?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you don't lose friendship. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you can get caught up again in roles that when you do sit down and talk to each other, all you're talking about is like logistical stuff of
the
house.
What time is JoJo's game? Is Isaiah staying after? Did you get lunch? And that's one thing that I realized about school. School introduces routine so much.
I love that.
Routine? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but routine can introduce boredom. Take them, pick them up, pick something up from lunch. Did you grab the meat? Kids got to be in the shower. Who's taking them practice? Picking them up. Homework done. Science project. Like, I realize school is just, they got a project, another project. So Thanksgiving break. Project.
Math.
Spring break.
Test.
Another test, project here and there. School year's over. They just blur past. It's I said so I grew a baby fro in the last couple of months because school gives you that routine, and that routine can sometimes lead to boredom because you can't really take vacation or any of that stuff because the kids are in school. There's not much you can do to break it up, and you just be like, man, like I long for the routine and stuff because it, you know, I can go to the gym at the same time,
right?
Because I gotta be home, get them to school, gotta do this.
That's
we gotta
what
be
I like.
Done like I realize we got it helps us with the podcast because mm-hmm. we have to be done by a certain time, because if you don't, you're gonna have to leave and get them,
right?
But then it just gets being boring.
Right.
And that's dangerous.
Very dangerous. Like. One of the things you just talked about, Isaiah, in school is that he had his first breakout.
He did.
He had his first breakout. And I was actually sad. I was like, Jesus, let my kids have my husband's skin, please.
Man.
I don't even know why, like where it came from.
I didn't notice it until I took a video of him. And I was like, yo, what up?
He had such a good attitude. He was like, Mom, because I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to put all my stuff on it. Like, we're going to make it go away for the first day of school. And he was like, Mom, it's like supernatural. Like, you should calm down. I was like, oh.
That's what his response?
Yes. He was like, this is common. It's natural. I'm a teenager.
He looked that up.
I'm sure he had to.
He looked up everything.
He did. But of course, what I wanted to put on him was Meltdown by Bloom, because I have used it. And it is a powerful blend of natural ingredients that takes down pimples overnight, child, just like that. One day you're here, one day you're gone. Its unique blend of essential oils include black cumin seed oil, rose hip oil, and tea tree leaf oil, which tea tree oil is everything.
Everything is tea tree oil.
Everything.
It fixes all.
It fixes literally. Break your arm, put tea tree oil on, and watch it grow back. I'm just kidding. Meltdown reduces the size of redness and pimples overnight, and they completely disappear within 3 to 4 days. And sometimes all you really want is the redness to go down, like the irritation to go down. You don't know. Will you apply it when you feel a spot about to come and meltdown really keeps it from ever seeing the light of day? So you want to, like, you know, get it before it actually breaks the skin. It does not contain any harsh chemicals, no benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, sulfates, or parabens. So it keeps your skin from being dry, flaky, scarring up, all that stuff you don't want after the effects of a breakout. It's vegan and cruelty free and pregnancy safe.
Shout out to the vegans.
Yes. And it's backed by their 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Right now, our listeners will get 25% off and free shipping when you text the word HOUR, that's H-O-U-R, to 797979. This is a special offer you can't get anywhere else. And you support the Love Hour when you support our sponsors. So text the word HOUR, that's H-O-U-R, to 797979 to get 25% off Meltdown Blemish Treatment by Bloom. If you don't love it, return it for a free refund. No questions asked. Text HOUR to 797979. I also want to tell you about Native. As you know, I am a sweater. Maybe you don't know, but I think I've announced that before. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a sweater, and I've tried dozens of other deodorant company, and nothing works like Native. Less is more with Native. Native has fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in their deodorant. They don't have harsh chemicals like aluminum, which we all know may be linked to some serious health ramifications. And although Native is priced at a slight premium when compared to conventional deodorants, it is safe and effective. They want me to say that? All right. So if you're interested in taking this up, what you're going to do for 20% off your first purchase is visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. Again, LH. For 20% off of your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code LH during checkout. So Kevin, I wanted to say something you just talked about. We talked about the sinking dates, and then we talked about the date for funny, the logistic date. The date that's just who's picking up the kids, who's doing this, who's doing that. The need for a fun date.
Right.
So one of the things that we started this year was our weekly date night. We actually got off of it because of the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get back to it. And one of the things that was really important to me was date nights that just wasn't food.
Yeah, I like to try the various foods. But then after a while, I was like, okay, we just going out to eat every time.
I think that it is so cool,
but
it just gets old and it gets boring.
It's unless you have a like new experience. One of the things in Spain that I wanted to do that we didn't get to do was the paella cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it was a different experience.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, that is something that'd be like, okay, so if we're gonna do it, that'd be fun, you know. When we were walking past the, I don't remember where we were, but we saw the pottery class,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, man, now that'll be something.
That's on
fun.
My list.
Yeah, so I think anything you do in routine will be boring.
Anything if we did you a fun activity every time, say that again, Kev.
Anything you do in routine will get
that's
boring.
That's good.
They do that with workouts. They say you got to switch up your workouts. You got to switch up your food. Like even foods that are delicious, like Popeye's chicken sandwich. By the way,
oh man,
I haven't tried it yet.
I got you home one yesterday, but Isaiah ate it.
I made lasagna for the first time yesterday. It was amazing.
I forgot you made that. Mm-hmm. I kind of got Popeye's chicken sandwich drunk. I was eating two at the same time.
She
made lasagna. I was like, fair.
I shredded
mozzarella.
He shredded the mozzarella
which is
for
a
me.
A lot harder and much more time consuming. I totally see why people just buy bags of cheese. Yeah,
but I taste the difference. I could taste the difference.
Well, anyway, we did activities every week. It'd be like, man, all we do is just be doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I think it's important to establish. So again, penciling in that fun time. And that's going back to, you don't have to be my best friend, but you should be a really good friend that I enjoy being with.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And the only way to do that is to allow yourself the opportunity to get out of the role of mom and dad. And I think as parents and in life, it's easy to not do that, to put all the fun on the back burner.
Yes.
So having the opportunity, and this is why it was important to me, like, yes, dinner is fine, but that's not always fun.
Dinner?
Yes.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, like,
You just went out to eat.
You're just food. It's just food.
Yeah.
Like, we went to every fine dining place in L.A. A steak's a steak. A scallop's a scallop.
Except Del Frisco's.
We went to Del Frisco's in Charlotte.
And haven't stopped talking about it.
We're going back to Charlotte, right?
No, we're going to Raleigh We're going to Raleigh and Charlotte.
That. Look at God.
Baby God. Baby God.
That bread pudding?
Oh, no.
The cake. The butter cake.
I looked up the recipe because I wanted to make
Don't.
I think I am. I'm going to try it.
If I don't like it, you're going to be mad.
I'm going to try it.
You don't believe in what I do and I got dreams.
I've never said that. I've never ever said
that. If I don't like it, you're going to be like sad.
No, I'm not, because I'm the one that be like, this is not good at all.
Okay.
Child, bye.
Anyways, I even grab a salt from something you made, you're like, oh, so I didn't season it right?
Oh, I be playing child push.
A granule, just a hint of a hint.
Nah, I don't know. Like, oh. I either over season or there's zero season. There's no in between.
No.
There's literally one or the other.
Always go under, though.
Yeah, no.
You can always add salt. You can't unsalt.
Yeah, that's true.
We're the salt of the earth.
All right. So, anyways, the point is we're all over the place. But the point is being able to schedule in that being able to schedule in that fun time.
Yeah.
That is not just dinner.
Fun time. It's funny when you put it like, you got to schedule in that
friendship time.
Yes.
Because when you think about going out with your friends, we're going to concerts. We're going to.
Me and Josh went to Chance the Rapper concert. We had a blast.
That's fun.
Total bromance.
And I don't feel like as couples, we do that enough.
You know what I realized? I think you have to have the balance. So you weren't a big Chance fan. Aren't a big Chance fan. So me and Josh went to the Coloring Book concert and you and your friends went to, you and your sister went to when SWV came, and some other R&B people.
Tamar and Monica.
And then together we went to Beyonce and Bruno Mars and Justin Timberlake. And I feel like that's a good example.
Right.
Like, we all like music, but some of the music I like is more in line with a friend of mine like Josh. And some of the music you like, you'll have a better experience with Mel and, you know, your homegirls. And then some is like, hey, we got to go to Bruno.
Right.
We went to see Bruno like three times. Every time he came, we're like, hey, you want to go again? And we went again. So I think that's like a good example.
Right.
And sometimes that might be something else, you know, like me and Josh and Greg. And though we talk about sports, I don't talk about sports with you.
I'm not interested. But what's interesting is
I don't know how to hog tie people.
I don't know. I think that being able to reach a point where you're comfortable recognizing that I don't need you for everything is a process in a relationship.
Yes.
I think early on when you're married, it is very easy to think that is dangerous territory to think that you can go off and have hobbies and things that you do without me.
What I think is dangerous, even in this thing, is to have that much. What I think is dangerous is to have that with an opposite sex person.
Oh, 100%.
At the expense of your spouse.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I'm going over to the Genuine concert with Chandra. You're like, ho. The who would what?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
because at the end of the day, I mean, I've said this a gazillion times, those experiences are creating bonds.
Yes.
And and this is why I think we think our spouse should be our best friends, because we do understand on like a subconscious level the importance of those bonds, and that those experiences create those bonds. You don't always like readily recognize that, but that's what's happening. You go out, you do things, you're creating memories, you're creating bonds, you're creating experiences, that's life together. And so when you're going out and you're doing those things without me, then are you creating a life that now doesn't involve me?
Boom.
And that's a threat.
Yes.
And that's scary.
Yes.
And so trying to find the balance where it's okay to say there are things that you like, things that you enjoy, there are hobbies that you have that I don't, and that's okay. That's a process,
right,
in a relationship and a certain level of maturity to get to that point. But also recognizing that it has to be done within confines and boundaries, that you're not going to an R&B concert with Chandra, someone of the opposite sex.
Right. What are your feelings on opposite sex friendships?
My feelings are on opposite sex friendships are no. The end.
So,
period.
You could have a platonic friendship. What if that person's married or
closed people?
Or in a committed relationship and it's not even like that.
Child, people cheat. married, not married, in a relationship, not in a relationship, both parties married, both parties in a relationship, it don't matter. Again, because you're creating bonds and experiences, and those are very easily, those feelings become overruled and clouded. And so
cloudy with a chance of these balls. You get it right, Josh.
I got it. I didn't want to break from the list, but it was funny. I had to do it.
So I don't think I think it's okay for all having like group friendships or whatever. But I would never just, Josh, you want to go out to lunch tomorrow with me?
Let me ask you this. Coworkers, is that different? Because I feel like people do that with coworkers all the time, and it's not seen as threatening.
I agree with you, but I only think the difference is I never had those bonds with my coworkers outside of work.
But I feel like people can, because you're spending your work time. A lot of times you work in 10 hours
so
a day.
True.
You spend, and now but you go to lunch together. And now they brought you brownies. Oh, brownies for everybody, but it's really for you because I know you like them like this. You know what I'm saying? What? You be eating brownies and stuff together. You want to go over to Red Robin?
Yep. Red Robin, though.
I do want Red Robin. Their milkshakes are bomb. But I think that that's okay.
Coworkers?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
I think that when it starts extending
that's
beyond
creating bonds.
But and maybe I'm thinking about it differently. But I, like, literally at work would be like, y'all don't know me at real life. Y'all are my friends from 9 to 5.
Snap.
I literally would tell them that y'all are my 9 to 5. Literally, I even had a joke with my work friends. Wow. Like when we stopped working together, I was like, "Well, I guess we're not friends anymore." And they were like, "Melissa, you got to stop. Like for real, you."
You're like, "No, I don't.
Like it kind of like we're not friends anymore. You guys don't know me.
We don't even talk anymore."
And so I don't know. That's how I think of it. That like I think those friendships. I think work friendships are one thing. I don't know though because
people be cheating with work friendships probably more
I
than
agree.
Otherwise.
No, their I agree, and that's freezing. Why I know. And I was gonna say maybe that's why I'm a little bit different because I never hung out with work friends like that. So I have a different, like, legitimately, I have a different experience. They would all the all exactly. So what do you think?
It's the ad.
But what do you think? I'm gonna go to that. I'm just waiting for my end.
I don't know, because I kind of feel like I had the same thing. I had a lot of work friends. They became my friends in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But then when ADD closed, you realize work is your anchor of your friendship.
Right.
So you have to talk about work, and then you're like, well, we're all hungry, let's go to lunch and all that type of stuff. And realize when you don't have to talk about work, you don't even talk. You don't trigger yourself to be like, hey, man, let me, you know, text you or whatever. You know, we were joking about that in the Real Comedians group chat. Like, mm-hmm. man, when this tour over, y'all better be chatting here. But when we have off weeks.
Y'all was talking about that?
Yeah. Alyssa don't be in there. She be having that chat on mute. We are work friends with her. She be like, man, nah.
I'd alert.
Yeah.
I'd alert.
But when, so,
what
but
you.
You
about me? I'd alert.
Alyssa needs to be a slap. Off. I don't know why you still stayed in, Serena. You can.
It's hidden.
Oh, okay. It's just, it don't even come up. That's why Slack is good, because you could turn it on where only people notify you if they type your name. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I think that's probably why you feel safer, is because that work part anchors it. And if you weren't, I just think that could also be like, I feel like work can also blur the line. Sometimes people,
that's true,
without even those extracurricular dates and stuff, you could just be like, man, like, because you don't have to deal with that person. I thought about this when we first got married. Realized, I was thinking about Beyonce too. Like, people are like, how could Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we only see Beyonce in Beyonce mode.
Right.
You don't see Beyonce when she's sick, when she farts, when she doodling, like when she wakes up, and she don't look like that all the time. Mm-hmm. So at work, you're in work mode.
Right.
You're dressed, you know, blah, blah, blah. You don't have an attitude. Mm-hmm. And people are like, man, you start to think, man, this person is like, this is great.
We have all
these fun times. You're always laughing and stuff. You don't catch them frustrated when they get traffic from back home. But I think people can make those mistakes and hook up because they kind of get lost in that thing. You go to, man, at my old job, people went to some work parties and them feelings that they had, and some of that alcohol gets into your system, and you start making, some people done came back to the office and did a different type of work.
But that's also, they had parties, I never went. Sometimes they would go out to dinner. I would out to dinner after work. I would go for and I always use the kids as an excuse, 15, 20 minutes, and they might watch it. I gotta go. Well, they know.
Yeah.
They be like, Melissa, stop picking up your kids. Go do something else. You ain't gotta pick them up. I'm like, no, I do gotta pick them up right now. And so I would leave. I would jet. So I think to one of you guys at this point, I always had the boundaries of this is a 9-to-5 situation. Mm-hmm. Don't allow myself to make those boundaries. But what I would do, I'm lying, but what I should have done was walk to my kids' school, because it wasn't that far from the place that we ate at. And there's nothing like a great pair of comfortable walking shoes.
Man.
That are cute and versatile,
yes,
and comfortable. Right. And so we want to tell you about Rothy's. It is a company making stylish shoes for women out of recycled plastic water bottles. They're insanely comfortable and machine washable. I haven't washed them yet, but I 100% concur that they are comfortable. In fact, I just started Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, all the nurses, the OR surgeons, should wear Rothy's, because all they're doing is circulating the hospital. They're working 48 hours at a time. Grey's Anatomy, hook up Rothy's.
You've been watching it without me.
I did.
It's your thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. It's been
cool. I don't give you a hard time about it.
Rothy's are the everyday flights for life on the go. They're stylish, they're versatile, and they go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts, and they're great travel shoes. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so they're guaranteed to find. So you're guaranteed to find a pair you will love. I got the basic black pair because they go with everything.
They do look like they could be some cute shoes that you were dressing up.
Yeah, I wear them mostly to travel, but honestly, if you have a job where you're working a lot or if you're standing a lot or walking a lot, I feel like these are literally the perfect shoes for you. If you work at a daycare, if you're a nurse, that kind of thing, these are really great.
Popeyes, where they sell the spicy chicken sandwich.
Since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip, and they're easy slip-ons. I don't have the tie-up ones. They're just
best.
They're right. There's zero break-in period in these shoes, which I agree with. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero-waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging, and they feel good, and you can wear them anywhere at any time. Check out the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/Love Hour.
Love Hour.
Go to Rothy's, that's Rothys.com/Love Hour to get your new favorite flats. Comfortable, style, and sustainable. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothys.com/Love Hour today.
Okay.
So let me make sure I hit all my points. Did we talk about that kids leave the house, and if you don't have a friendship, you don't have a bond?
Not really. You gloss over it, but we
can close on that one, because we talked about the eroticism. We talked about you being depending on you to fulfill my every need, and how dangerous that is.
And that's something we've grown to. We didn't start.
Oh, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
The logistics date versus the fun date.
Yes.
And putting fun in the budget and in the calendar.
Yes.
Okay. So kids leaving.
Our kids are leaving now. I saw Tony's story, and he was dropping his son off in college.
I almost shed a tear.
Your son lives in a different city.
I almost shed a tear. I was super emotional. I don't even know his kids like that, but I was oh my God, they're so big now.
Man, when we dropped the boys off today, the thing that makes you sad is they're not scared.
No.
At least they don't show it.
Yeah, Joey was scared, but he was shy.
He was just like, man, we cool. So this is middle school,
I literally got overwhelmed with emotion.
We got to take him to ice cream or something today. Because he was like, bruh.
I was overwhelmed with emotion because I was like, you guys are getting so big so fast. But the only part that's comforting with that, or that's exciting almost, is that I'm not fearful of all the time that I now have to spend with you. Why are you laughing?
And then you came in with the right hook.
I'm just so happy that I'm not realizing that I'm gonna be stuck with you now that they're leaving.
No, I didn't say that.
I know, that's the thing that you realize. I thought about that because when
That I'm not fearful of spending all of that time with you.
Yeah,
this is actually a good thing.
I know.
Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure you understood. Out, I was just like,
so I'm realizing now as my children age, I thought it was just like, oh man, they get old and then they leave and they don't talk to you no more. What actually happens is it's a process.
Yes.
First, we do everything together. When Joe was first in soccer, Zaze came to every practice. He just wasn't tripping. Like, man, I'll just sit in the stands and play my game. Then he gets a phone and his friends start texting. Then he's just like, yeah, actually, soccer's kind of boring.
Yeah.
I'm going to just, do you guys mind if I stay home? And this is happening at the same time he's getting older. Now I realize this kid's in eighth grade. Now they used to want to come to every one of my shows. Now I have a lot of shows. They're like, we heard it before.
We stay home. Can we maybe not?
We'd be in other cities. They'd be like, we're going to just stay at the room. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're 13 years old. Yeah. Like, they're obviously the age where they can stay home. But then you realize, then it's the friend stuff. We're in Hawaii. That hit me hard when Joe or Zay was sad because his friends were going to Santa Monica Pier. And he was in Maui. Like, ugh. Tote's got to be in Hawaii, guys.
It's so annoying.
Love to be there with you. And then you realize that, and I realize that for myself, when it's happening to me as a kid, I don't realize the effect it's having on my parents.
Right.
And my mom was like, oh, all you ever want to do is go to Melissa's house. Go to Melissa's house. Is she your mother? And then my brother was like, you going to change your last name to Marshall when y'all get married? I was like, okay, y'all are some haters. But it's a process. And next thing you know, like that when Tony's son went to college, that was just the final piece of the abandoned dad's club. But they ain't been texting him back. They hang out with their friends. And that's when I realized, like, once they're gone, if we don't have anything else, it's danger territory.
And so what happens is that there has to be a forever transitioning, and it's almost as if the pendulum switches. So your kids are young and they require more of you,
right?
And maybe your relationship suffers, and as they get bigger, it goes like this.
Yep.
And your relationship now is going to start requiring more of you, more effort, more time, more energy, because your kids are then going to leave out the house.
Yes.
And then it's back to just you and I again. And if we haven't been able to, if it stayed as if they were little and we haven't put that time and effort and concentrated energy into one another, when it officially swaps and the kids are at the house, you're starting at ground zero.
Yes. And I realize it's, when they're young, it is, you pick them up, daycare, bottles, diapers, you pick this up.
They are dependent on
completely.
You.
Completely. And now it's like, if they had enough food in the house, they could survive without us.
Yeah.
Outside of being scared, like, Isaiah, if he could make eggs every day and bacon, like, you know what I mean? Like, they need less. They don't need, you just wake them up. Joe wakes up on his own soccer game. He woke me up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh, what?
He did. Yeah,
he's like, we got to get ready to go. I'm like, why are you waking me up? I am your father. But also, thank you. But you realize that they don't need to be much of anything at this age. So what do you have? Because Isaiah is 5 years away from being out of high school, and we've already been in LA 6 years. It still feels like we just moved here.
It does.
It's already been six, going on 7 years, be 7 years in like 6 months, 8 months or whatever. And you know, my grandma told me this, and it's so true. She was like, once you start ninth grade, you're gonna be done in high school. It's gonna feel like a blur. And that's the case. We're gonna be 40 years old, and if we don't make the And we're also really super young. Like, Isaiah was like, almost all my friends are parents are 46.
I actually 50. Didn't need you to put an age on that. I all the way just needed you to say 4 years and not say 40. That was heavy.
Doughboy turning 40 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Doughboy's life.
He's turning 40 yesterday.
Oh, by the time this comes out?
He just turned 40, yeah. But anyway, I said all that to say that's very important, because that happens a lot in the Army with, you know, your Army wife, and your stuff is all Army, and then your husband retires, and it's like, okay, now what? You're at the house all the time.
That happens a lot with TDY. It happens with professional athletes when they're on the road all the time. And so at the end of the day, the most important thing is to remember your spouse doesn't have to be your best friend, but your spouse should be your friend.
Yes.
I think that's what we're saying. You should be able to enjoy their company. You should purposely put time on the calendar to do that, because at the end of the day, when the kids are gone, it's just going to be you and them.
After the kids are gone.
And we need to get back on our date night, and we're going to do my ideas.
What's your idea?
I told you
all the ideas.
Not all of them. We can intermingle them. But
we did all my stuff. We ate at every restaurant in LA that I wanted to try.
I put salsa dancing on there. I put powdery on there. I salsa. Put what else did I put on there?
We should do a salsa trying. And then salsa dancing. It should be a whole night of salsa.
Yes.
And guacamole.
I'm here for it. Paint and sip.
Is this a day?
I'm here for all of it. Paint and sip.
Oh, paint and sip. I love paint. They've been going wild on some.
We actually should host one. Some on Twitter,
they be having whole sex on there.
Oh, we should totally ask that if we hosted one, would people come?
A paint and sip?
Mm-hmm.
I would come. We don't know how to draw.
No, you have someone come out and teach us, but we're the... Yeah.
Oh, I was like, bro, we're going to be making houses.
No, we should
square
do that.
Houses with two windows and a red door. Ask that.
Okay, I think that's it. Do you want to add anything?
I have to pee.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us for today's podcast. Thank you to our sponsors, Open Fit, Bloom, Native, and Rothy's. Always remember that the podcast is free to you, but it is ad supported.
So shut up in the comments about having too many
ads. They haven't even been saying anything.
And don't say nothing unless you're going
to
pay these bills.
I want to do how to do a podcast episode.
Okay.
Like the parts.
Shut up and listen.
Like the equipment that we use, the ads.
Masterclass coming soon.
But you're not doing podcasts, are you?
Yes.
I didn't see that in your list.
Yeah, I added it.
Oh, okay.
I definitely added it.
I was like, I didn't see that in you. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Oh, masterclass soon come. Joshy, put it on the cow. We need 2 days of shooting. Okay.
So
I really have to pee.
Okay, that's it. Thank you guys so much. Everything will be in the description box below. Don't forget about the Love Hour podcast. Love Hour conference.
I peed
that's
a little
coming
bit.
Next year, July 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. Again, information will A-town be down below. It. And I think that's it.
Okay.
Bye.
I should not have